Good day, Perry Tribe. Welcome to Motivational Monday. I hope all is well with you on this wonderful Monday. Darkness is attracted to the light of others. With that being said, I wanted to address the deposits and withdrawals in your relationships. This could either be romantic, family, co-workers, or friendships. Too many withdrawals can lead to situationships. So be cautious when you let anyone in or around your energy. I look at relationships like a bank, and even Joel Osteen stated the same analogy. You are the bank. You are Navy Federal, First National Bank, whatever bank you want to be, you are the bank. How many withdrawals from others lead to return deposits? And how many withdrawals from others lead to negative balances? When you have people who are supportive, show reciprocity. I'm having a mommy moment towards you and motivate you. This is a deposit. Any positive actions, behaviors, uplifting words, positivity is a deposit. This is making you feel good. It's good for your soul. It's good for motivating you. In turn, you do the same thing for them. It's an equal give and take, sometimes more or equal. Again, showing that they care and that we need each other for God's journey and purposes. But when you keep giving and giving without getting the same return when you ask, that is a negative withdrawal. They give you excuses. They say, well, I'm afraid to do this. I'm afraid to do that. It's always something that's rendering them from putting in the deposit or the action or the effort towards what your needs are or what they need to return back. Let me tell you something about energy exchange. And this is from my studies and experiences throughout the years, and I've been studying spirituality since 2008. When you have people matching your energy, you will not be drained. You will have the same energy. Sometimes you might be very over energy. I mean, you'd be so energetic that you probably have more energy than a toddler sometimes, depending on the circumstance. And you match the care and the love given. And sometimes, again, it could be even more. One can go above and beyond the other person, but still, you show that respect, that action back. You show that you care. You show that you respect that person. But when you do not match that energy, that's when you are drained and depleted, which can cause negative thoughts, negative behaviors, fatigue, stinking thinking, moody attitudes. It shows that that person does not respect you. They have either little or no respect for you. They are just using you. In my experience, I was a people pleaser. Hands down, I gave my precious energy to everyone because as an empath, you want to help others, and we are known as healers. But I didn't know about grounding, cord cutting, or releasing energy. I started to do negative things and had a lot of negative thoughts. I wanted to help, but I neglected to help myself. Which that is something that you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to help you before you can help others. I felt others needed me more, but I needed to need myself too. I had to heal my energy field, and I also had to heal my soul by doing shadow work and trauma releasing and all that as well. So when I did a list of pros and cons of what I saw in each person throughout my life that was sucking all this energy or having all the energy, those with the most cons were released with love. Because why with love? You always want those to be successful no matter how you feel about them. And it's just good karma. And being able to return your power from them respectfully and with love. Again, I slowly released them while I was healing until they were no longer in my life. Now I am known as Queen Cut 'Em Off because I have no problem cutting off people who are not positive, not for my highest good, and would take me for granted. My mother, one, did not name me Welcome with the last name of Matt. No, sir, no, ma'am. So I refuse to let anyone walk over me and take advantage. This is because I know my worth, I have strong boundaries, and I truly love myself. I'm not going to tolerate disrespect. When you let negative people in your energy, they make a lot of withdrawals. But when you try to withdraw from their bank, it takes little to no effort of aggression. They always have some type of form of pushback. Whether it's their trauma or fears, there's always an excuse for why they cannot deposit the energy back into your bank. Let alone once they continuously take the energy, but they don't want to give the energy back, putting it into a negative balance. They felt like it was owed to them, or like they were obligated to your energy and time. They use it for their own good or for their own benefit. Benefit. Obsessively manipulating you in the point to where you're not caring for yourself at times, or you drop everything for them, but they won't do the same for you. They keep the power you have given them and ask for more. It's kind of sucking it dry until you can't give no more. Stop letting them. I repeat, stop letting them make multiple withdrawals and putting your energy into a negative balance. We do not want negative balances in a bank, but positive ones, right? You cannot go to the store with a negative balance on your debit card. Only a positive one, right? Yes, they're going to be mad. But you know what God said? No weapon shall prosper. So 'tis the season to close some accounts. If they are not for your highest good and they are not showing you the respect that you deserve, let them go with love and light. Until next time, have a great and prosperous Perry Day.